Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Glover. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ricky Gutierrez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Russell Branyon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ener Diaz. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Chris Magruder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball four. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gutierrez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Glover covering, for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Burks hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fryman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez bunts towards the mound. Glover fields it and throws to first for the out. Freeman moves to third. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branyan hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freeman scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Magruder hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rowand. Magruder reaches second base with a double. Diaz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Lawton reaches second base with a double. Magruder scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Lawton trying to get to home. Clayton throws to Johnson, who tags Lawton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rowand strikes out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Clayton hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Branyan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to second. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Freeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Freeman hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-0 in the game. Gutierrez takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to third. Thome moves to second. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. Branyan strikes out. Two outs. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Burks scores. Thome scores. There goes Gutierrez trying to get to home. Lee throws the ball into Clayton, who relays the ball to Johnson, who tags Gutierrez, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 6-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Conurco is 0 for 1 in the game. Conurco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Magruder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Magruder hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton is hit by the pitch. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowand is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gutierrez hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Ordonez. Thome moves to second. 2 outs. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Branyan is 0 for 2 in the game. Branyan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thome scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Colon covering, for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez strikes out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Ginter now pitching. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magruder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Magruder strikes out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Magruder. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Fryman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rowand is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tomy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Tomy hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Branyan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magruder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Magruder strikes out. 1 out. Holbert Cabrera pinch hits for Matt Lawton. Holbert Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Holbert Cabrera now playing right field. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 3 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Magruder. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a pop-up. Foul, towards first. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Magruder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Brannion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.